Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, this is George Gamond, and welcome to the Monday show. It is Monday. Yes. Sometimes Monday is going to be really kind of different, huh? Anybody have a great Valentine's Day? Do they do anything fun or have a romantic day or just do something that's really nice for yourself? Sometimes being in love and expressing love is about you and not everyone else around you, right? So what we're going to do today, let me back up a little bit. Let me go reverse in a little bit and tell you why I'm going to talk about abundance and give you a message on abundance and love. And those are two interconnected words. And I have a really great article that really kind of connects those two words together. And I think you'll find it fascinating. And the reason I started talking about abundance, I've been giving classes on learnitlive.com. And the link there is learnitlive.com/George Gamond. Forget the word identity. Okay? So if you want to listen to some of the older classes I've given on psychic development, they're there on Learn It Live. Okay, so and $1 each. I've kind of said, okay, if you want to listen to the old classes, it's $1, and it's kind of a cool thing. So if you want to do that, but let me get to the point of what I'm talking about. I'm going to do a new class there, and I'm going to talk a lot about abundance, creating abundance in one's life. And what does that mean? What is abundance? Now, when I hear the word abundance, and I've always thought of the word money or stuff or abundance of things. But if I go to the definition of the word abundance, and this is various dictionaries, will say that abundance is a noun, an extremely plentiful or over-sufficient quality or supply, as in an abundance of grain. Or the second definition is an overwhelming fullness, abundance of the heart, or an abundance of love, or abundance of whatever quality, right? And then the third one is affluence or wealth, the enjoyment of abundance. So, you know, in definitions, and if you go all the other dictionaries, and you know, you find out that the word abundance isn't necessarily tied completely to the word love, the concept of money or wealth. It could be abundance of a lot of things. It could be abundance of family members. It could be abundance of joy in one's life. So when I talk about abundance, and when the class is going to be about abundance, and when I want to talk about abundance, is what is abundance to you? What is in abundance to the individual? Because it can vary. It could be money. It could be something else, right? So I have an article about creating abundance, eight tools to create abundance. And I have some other articles I want to get into depending on how much time is and how many callers and so forth. So, but my focus is when I use is on the word love, using love. And I'll get into the article. Let me take a call now. We'll talk a little bit about how to create abundance, whatever that abundance is, how to create it, because it's always there for you. Whatever you want is there for you. That's the hardest thing that people have. The most difficult thing we have to realize is it is there for us. The universe, source energy, God is always going to provide us whatever this is. So it's there. The how part. Okay, and we'll get into that. I have a couple articles on that. And I have a caller. I'll be with you in a second. Just give me a minute. Let me read this quote from Abraham Material. And I think you'll find this interesting. This was from a workshop in Orlando, Florida in 2014, actually 2 years ago. This really kind of ties into the whole thing we're talking about abundance or creating or whatever that abundance is in your life. When you continue to ask the question, you continue to practice the vibration of the question. Well, you could throw the word problem in there too. I mean, you continue to talk about the problem or ask the question, when will I get married? When will I get money? When will I do this? When will I do that? Whatever it is, when will this happen for me? When will, Which is the different from the vibration of the answer? So, but when you quiet your mind so that you can no longer, you're no longer keeping the question active, then the answer can come to you. Ooh, that's what we miss sometimes, because we think about what we don't have or what we want or the question of abundance. But then we have to turn to the answer, because you're not holding yourself in the tension of the unanswered question. Now, how do you get to the answer? That's a good question. You know, if you're not going to think about the problem or the question, how do you think about the answer if you don't have the answer? Well, we'll talk about that. That's a little bit of a tricky deal, right? A real tricky deal. How do you get from, okay, I don't want to talk about the question. I don't want to talk about whatever that is. But then I want to think about the answer. Now, how do I do that? Because I don't have the answer. How can I think about something I don't have? Let me take a question. Let me take a caller, and we can talk about that. And I think that's really important. And it goes into what we're talking about, abundance and love, because they're really tied together very closely. So let me take a call. Hello?
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 Hi. Who am I speaking to?
Melissa.
Melissa, how are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. It's been a crazy Monday so far, but I'm doing well.
That's good.
You remember Crazy Monday where everything kind of goes, whoa. Yeah. So what's on your mind today?
Well, I've just been dealing with kind of like a very bad energy around me, and it's revolving around my ex and his new girlfriend. I'm not really sure because he hasn't really said he's dating anyone, so I'm just going on my very strong intuition.
Okay.
And I've moved on because I don't want to be with him because he's actually, you know, very controlling. He's not good for me, but the energy is so toxic, and I'm just kind of wondering, as far as, it makes me wonder about their relationship and the dynamics of it, and is it going to end soon, and is he ever going to come back to me? Because once in a while he kind of makes advances and then goes back and forth. So I just kind of want to know kind of what, so I can kind of prepare myself.
Well, prepare yourself for no.
Okay.
Prepare. That's what I get for you. Prepare yourself for no. The dynamics. Well, let me put it this way. What I hear about him, his pattern hasn't changed, or how he deals with situations. So how he treated you is how he's going to treat someone else. He suddenly didn't suddenly get a flash from God and a lightning bolt that struck him to say, oh, I got to treat this one differently. He didn't become enlightened overnight, right? You understand
right.
that. So he's going to treat that other person just in a lot of ways the same way as you, even though at first he might be nice, but after a time,
yeah, that's what he did with me.
He's going to slip into his old patterns, and that's what we do. Men do that. Women do that, too. We slip back into our old patterns because we try to put on that mask for a while. The euphoria,
right.
the euphoria of a new relationship, right?
Right.
We put on our best behavior, and then we become ourselves again. So, he's not going to be any different, okay?
But is he going to break up with her soon and come back to me at any time? Because they told me like in a month that he's going to break up with her. Something's going to happen with both of them and it's going to end. And he's going to come back to me. And I'm just kind of wondering if that's the truth.
Well, I don't know where you got that, but that's all right. Will they break up? Yes, because she won't put up with him. She won't put up with him. Okay? It's sometimes, and it feels like he's got a pretty big ego, doesn't he?
Huge, yeah. He's an alcoholic, and he's like, all he does is try to control you.
Yeah, so I'm sensing about her breaking up, but he's going to blame it on her.
He always does that. He calls you, like he would say, I'm all these mental disorders that I'm not.
Right, so yes, that won't last, okay? Will he make an attempt? Yes, prepare for no, which means don't be there for him.
No, I'm not going to be, but I'm just wondering. I'm wondering the shelf life of the relationship. It's more of an intense curiosity.
It does. Well, the best I can get
Not that I want him back because I don't, but I'm very curious.
I get 3 to 4 months at the most, okay?
Okay, from this start, because they've already been together, I think, 5.
Well, it's they should be close to the end of it then.
Yeah, I mean, I do sense it's bumpy.
Yeah, if you're at that place, 3 to 4 is usually the number. Maybe 3 to 4 weeks is what the spirit means, but it's not much longer. Okay.
Yeah, but he is. I know he is going to come back to me, but I have to. I'm actually scared of him. Like I would. Yeah, I mean, I don't know if you can answer just one more question. Does he have the capacity to kill? Like to kill anyone? Kind of like, you know, to murder? Because I used to actually lock the door when he was drunk and go to bed. I was kind of scared of him. So if I could just ask that really quickly
That's a tough question.
Yeah.
The best answer, and I'm not trying to scare you or freak you out or anything.
Uh-huh.
I don't meant to do that, but I get unintentionally in a rage, unintentionally, not with
the
intent to, but accidentally, but do it because it gets out of control.
Right.
Okay. So
okay.
Your best bet is to get a restraining order.
Yeah, we have a child, so I've actually asked my attorney for that, but she won't provide that for me. She said you have to have, like, a lot of evidence showing, like, abuse and stuff. There was never
any
physical abuse. It was just emotional. So I've asked my attorney, but she won't allow that, you know. We're just kind of waiting it out to see what happens with him. But we have joint custody as of right now.
Well, there's a lot of things going on there with child services and so forth with his custody. But we'll go into all that, okay?
Would you say disgusting, would you say?
A lot of things that are happening to Vivian? No, a lot of things are going on there that at some point child services might be involved in it, okay?
Yeah. We're not going to get into that. There's a lot more that I haven't.
Not physically so much, but a mental abuse, okay? Emotional, okay?
Okay.
Okay, take care.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. So, what would I tell somebody to do in that case? I know she went away, but what I would tell her to do, and I don't want to spend a whole lot of time on this, and I'm not a therapist, and I just get what spirit says. But in her case, it really is about self-love, isn't it? Finding love for herself, preparing herself with self-love. It feels like, and I had a really cool article on why sometimes breakups feel worse that for some people than others. And it's that emotional attachment there. That's just, you know, because some people write it dominate with their emotional attachment. Well, let me take another call and we'll get into creating abundance a little bit more. I want to talk about that, how to create more abundance, whatever it is. If you've joined me late into the show, abundance could be a lot of different things, you know, and the definition is abundance could be wealth, but also it can be joy, it can be happiness, it could be abundance of just really good things in your life. So how do you create abundance? And as the Abraham quote went on to say, it really is about getting away from the question, the problem, and get to the answer. And I said, let me take a call or two, and then we'll talk a little bit more. I'm trying to remember this. I'll put this in my mind. Come on, Spirit, help me. How to get focused on the answer when you don't have the answer? That's a good question, huh? How do you focus on the answer when you don't have the answer? Let me take another call. Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
My name is Heather.
Heather, how are you today?
I'm good.
Good.
I'm very good.
So what's going on with Heather today?
Well, I was thinking of what you were speaking of and seeing how my question somewhat relates with the topic, because I feel like because of a legal situation with financials and a house, we tried to modify a house in Las Vegas, I shouldn't say try, we are in the process of. And I feel like I'm just kind of stuck in my life until that chapter is done, and it's been going on for now 4 years, and it should have only taken 2. And I just wondering if you see.
So let me ask you a question, and let's work on speeding up the process from a metaphysical, spiritual place of how do you speed up the process? Because you want the answer, you want an answer, but you're not getting the answer, right?
Yeah, I mean, I've kind of gotten
you
to
want
a point, this
you
point
want
where
a,
I just,
you want a resolution to the situation. You want the problem solved, correct?
Yeah.
It's terminology, but it all means basically the same thing. And then from the metaphysical place, from that law of attraction, the manifesting thing, the manifesting what you want, you're still in the middle of the problem, right?
Yeah, I'm exhausted, and I've just kind of let it go.
That's step number one. Let it go.
Yeah. I've let it go for 2 years now.
So you're waiting for an outcome.
Yeah, go ahead, sorry.
Are you certain of the outcome?
No, I'm not, and that's what I'm waiting on, and it just keeps getting dragged out and dragged out and dragged out even longer.
I know specifically you want an answer when this is going to happen, right?
See it going well in our favor, because at this
eventually,
point, if it doesn't go, eventually. Mm-hmm.
And the words I hear for you, only respond when you're needed to respond. Only respond when you're needed to respond. Other than that, put it on the shelf and create joy in the rest of your life. Okay?
Yeah, I feel like I do that. It's certainly not dragging me down, but I'm just wondering.
But the fact that you bring it up is really still sitting in problem and not working on solution, which means this is the outcome of what I want. And I'm going to give it to you, God, and I'm going to go about my life, and I'm going to have some fun, and I'm going to enjoy the rest of my life. And this is your problem. You take care of it for me. That sounds so simplistic in so many ways. But it's the answer that always makes the most amount of sense is, okay, I can't solve this problem. I don't have a solution. I don't have the tool to make this work. So I'm just going to give it to the universe and say, okay, you take care of it, and I'm going to take care of the rest of my life and have some fun and enjoy my life and not sit and dwell in this problem. And you'll get a resolution.
That's what I've been doing, and the thing.
And we're back to a timing issue, aren't we?
Yeah. It would be nice to move on.
but move on without moving on.
Yeah, I have. I was just curious if you saw an end to this at all in the near.
Well, there's
going to
be an end. There's going to be an end. Absolutely, this will not go on forever. I mean, you're not going to be like 85 years old and you're still hanging over your head. No, it's going to end. It's going to end this year, is what I hear. So, focus on other things. Okay.
State that. Uh-huh,
okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Thank you so much. Bye.
Bye. And sometimes predictions are, you know, like I get stuff from spirit anyway. They always tell me, okay, let's tell them this. And then they see the end. They do see the end. Spirit does see the end. They look into that little crystal ball kind of thing. You know, I mean, I'm playing with the idea of a crystal ball here, but they do see the end of it. But the factor is, do we get in the way of it? Do we get in the way of the end result? And since we have other people involved in it who sometimes drag their feet, and the universe is going, okay, if everything falls according to the way the plan is, it will end about this time. So you have to look, you have to stay focused on the outcome you want. It's like your power, your energy, your creative force, the answer that you want is this result. And you have to stay focused on the result, the outcome you want, versus the problem. And that's the tricky thing, isn't it? How do you get away from the problem and focus on the outcome? Well, you focus on the outcome. You visualize the outcome. You know, you do your vision boards of the outcome. You don't focus on the problem. You see yourself in that time frame happy, productive, and whatever that issue was, it's gone. It's no longer part of your life. You eliminate it from your life. That in the near future, whatever that problem is going to be eliminated for your, from your life. Nah, that's tricky. I know. That's not easy. But it's a very doable thing. That's what I talk about abundance, and I talk about giving a class on abundance, is this whole idea, and breaking down into a nutshell, this idea that once we ask it, once it's put out there, we, the universe will start, or God, or spirit, or higher self, and I like to talk in terms of our higher self. Our higher self will create an answer, will create a solution to the problem. Not always the one exactly what we thought it would be, but probably a better solution in some cases. But what then is, we have to allow the result to come about for ourselves. We have to be in this place of result. This is the outcome I want, and our vibration has to match the outcome. Okay, I could go on and on about this because it's difficult at times. But once you get in the practice of doing it, once it becomes your habit of releasing it, moving away from the problem, seeing the outcome that you want, feeling good about the outcome, feeling good about your life, being in that place of love, abundance in the place of love, self-love to start with, and doing other things based on the principles of love, you'll get the outcomes. You will. Absolutely. I could have, in that lady's case, if she's still listening, what I would suggest to her is a challenge to the universe. I know this has been going on for 4 years, and that seems like a long time, and you want a result. I would challenge the universe and say, I want an answer. You know, normally a lot of things it's 48 hours, but no, this is going to take longer than 48 hours, obviously. I would say to her, I want an answer to this, a solution to this, by June 1st, this year. June 1st, 2016, I want an answer. Absolutely. Positively want an answer. And then turn it over and let it go. Okay, you've given it to the universe. You said you want an answer by June 1st. And see what happens. And only respond to when you're asked to respond to it. If she's still listening, I would do that. And that's what I kind of get from spirit. Do that. Just, okay, I want an answer. I want a solution by June 1st of this year. And boom, done. And turn it over and get out of the way and go be happy. Go be happy. Okay, let me take another call. Time to be happy, right? Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi. Who am I speaking to?
This is Tony.
Tony?
Yes.
Or Tani?
Tony, T-O-N-I.
Okay. And what's going on today? You seem very quiet. How are you feeling?
I wasn't sure you were speaking to me because I didn't hear the unmute.
Okay. Okay. So what's going on in your life? Why would you call?
I just want to see if you have any messages for me.
Oh, that's a big question. Any messages? I could be kind of smart alecky and say just stay positive, but that's not what you want. You want a message from, let's say, a great grandmother on your father's side that would have a message for you on a particular side. What subject are you most concerned about in your life? What's of most interest to you that you have a question mark about?
Actually, I would like to see if there's any messages from the father of my child that he passed.
Oh, that's who you want to talk to. When did he pass? Mm-hmm. What's his name?
Last month.
Oh, that's pretty sudden. That's pretty quick, right?
Mm-hmm.
What's his first name?
Daniel.
Daniel. So you want to know if he's... the message I get is that I am still in this transitional period into my spirit place or spirit body, that I'm in a good place, and I was greeted by love, and I was surrounded by love, and I was surrounded by family members, I think is what I hear, family members, but also it feels like he was greeted by something else too. I keep getting Jesus for some reason. I don't know why. But I'm in a good place. I'm not ready to communicate with you yet, is what he's saying, with the mm-hmm. message I get. He's not ready to communicate with you. He will, and you'll really feel it. Do you have a boy or a girl with him?
A girl.
Girl? There's a lot of boy. There's a lot of boy energy around you, though. Why is there boy energy around you? I don't know. That's weird. Huh?
I don't know. I don't know either. But I have a girl with him.
Okay. No, he
died
will communicate. He will communicate to you through her. To you through her. Okay.
Hmm.
If that makes sense. Hold your daughter.
She was just born.
Yeah, but he will still communicate.
Away.
Yeah,
as
that's
soon as
sad.
She was born, he passed away the next day.
Oh wow, that's. I'm really sorry. This is. you're very raw. No wonder. Yeah, you're very raw, right? This is this is a lot emotionally going on for you. But as time goes on, he will communicate through her to you. You will see him in her. Okay.
I do every day.
Yeah, you will. So
she
you will get
identical
as she gets the words and as she develops and as she her personality and everything else. You will see him, but he will communicate to you through her. Okay.
Yeah.
And know that he is with you through her. Okay.
It's just been very difficult the way everything turned out.
Yeah, well, that's. Have you been to a counselor? Have you met with somebody on this grief counseling?
No, I'm working on it because it's been very difficult for me to deal with this.
Yeah, you
and
need to.
And I don't think you understood how difficult it is for me to deal with it.
Yeah, but dear, you need to meet with somebody. You need to meet with a grief counselor. Okay. A social worker or something who deals with grief counseling, because this is a tough one and you're going through a lot with your daughter and him and his death at the same time. It's really traumatic. So you should seek out somebody. Okay.
Yeah, I will.
Somebody to talk. Somebody who just listen. You don't need all the advice in the world. You just need to listen. Okay.
They just need to listen. Answers.
Well, what kind of answers? What kind of questions do you have?
Well, he committed suicide.
Okay.
And I don't know why.
Okay, I'm going to give you a quick, I'm not going to try to give you a lot of information here, and I'll just give you quickly what I get. Why specifically would he do it? This is a tough one, and I hear some things that I'm not really comfortable telling you, but I'll give it to you. He felt that he needed to punish himself, and he took it too far. Okay.
He felt like but he punished me and his daughter.
He was selfish. Right, but he needed to punish himself. Okay.
He
took it too far, right? So that's why he's going through this really slow transition, because I just got that sense that he had to go through a lot of healing. So there's a lot of healing involved with him in his transition. Okay. There's a lot of forgiveness, and in his part, there, what he's going through is self-forgiveness, forgiving himself. Okay? He carried that burden with him of guilt. And now he's going through a process of forgiveness. And it's hard for you to forgive him too, I know.
Yes, I can't forgive him.
Yeah,
but
you're very raw and it's too close. Give yourself some time. Focus on yourself and focus on your daughter. And this will eventually, you'll see it from a different perspective years from now, not in the month.
I doubt
I
can't
just,
forgive him.
I know.
Did I say, but I'm never going to forgive him.
I didn't say forgive him. I said see it from a different perspective. That's all I said, okay? Take care. Take care of yourself, your daughter right now, and get some help, okay?
Yes, I will. Thank you.
Yeah, okay. Okay, bye. Whew. Okay. Those are tough calls because you got to be, you know, I'm trying to get an answer from Spirit, and I really felt that, well, there's a lot of anger, too, and there was a lot of anger on his part. Anger towards himself. And again, as she said, there was a lot of selfishness there. And that's generally, you know, people commit suicide a lot of times because the pain is too great and they don't know how to deal with the pain. So that they need an escape from not sometimes it's physical pain, but sometimes it's just really a strong emotional pain, which they just cannot escape, and they have to leave. Okay, but let's don't dwell on that anymore. Okay, let's move on. Let me get a little bit into this article about abundance, and I'll take another call in a minute, and let me kind of shake the energy off that one for a moment. And it's 8 tools to create abundance in your life, and it's from mindbodygreen.com on creating tools. I thought this is an interesting way of doing it, and it really ties in really close to what I've been talking about and what I'm going to give the class on. Number one, hold space for meditation each day. Our energy will affect our external experience and what we magnetize to us or bring to us, magnetize, which, you know, putting that magnetic field out to the universe to bring to us. Meditation helps us to move from mind to our heart or to the soul. To the higher self, right? I'm kind of throwing a little stuff in here, a little bit, where our true power is. Our true power is really with the higher self. If you can tap into your higher self in your meditation, that's where the answers are from the higher self, okay? That's where we attract abundance from. It's from through our higher self, which is directly connected to Source, God. Sit for 5 minutes daily and cultivate the feeling of love. That is such a great quote, great statement. The energy of love is the energy of abundance. Now, I would write that down somewhere if I was you. I would think about, this is my mantra. The energy of love is the energy of abundance. Because love is the highest energy there is, highest vibration. And if you can stay into that energy of love, and we can talk more about that in future broadcasts, and in the class I'm going to give, we're going to talk about how to stay in that place of love. And then some of this article gets into the same thing. So let me see if there's anybody who wants to talk. Okay, I got a caller. I said last call, it's really hard to take calls because that was just such an emotional, hard place to be in. Okay. Hello.
Hi, George.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Yeah, I was listening to your radio show. It was inspiring, the abundance, the part about the abundance. So yeah, I'm in a very low mood, in a very depressed state of mind last few days. I'm trying to be positive, like I've been throughout this period, last few months and years.
Well, first thing you have to think about is all things will pass. Every situation has, it changes. There's nothing more constant than change. So even though you're in a weird place right now, emotionally and down place, you know, and you have to believe in your heart that will shift, that will change. You're not going to stay this way for the rest of your life. You realize that.
Yeah, things change, but in my
for the better, for the better, for the better, for the better, for the better. Not just change. It's not going to get worse. You've hit bottom, okay? Your submarine's going to come to the surface.
Yeah, is this really the bottom you think I've hit?
Yeah, I that's what I got. You've hit bottom. You got about as low as you can get. You can get. Now, some people can get lower, but generally, you've had such a positive outlook on life in the past that you will bounce back from here. Okay? You will bounce back. You just, what I've been talking about, you just need to focus on outcome.
Because
it's easy to get caught, like in the Abraham material, it's easy to get caught in the question. Why me, God? Why am I going through this? What's going on here? That's the question. But the more you think about the question, you get more that's related to the question coming into your life. You get into that cycle of, oh, why is this happening to me? Why is this happening to me? And you're thinking about what's happening to me. And then you create more of it. So at some point, what you have to do is say, okay, I'm going to focus on outcome. I'm going to focus on what I want. Okay?
Not easy.
Go ahead.
If I ask George, the girl I have in mind, the lady I have in mind with initials M and G, do you see her coming back to me like she was in November?
you're trying to get me to depress you even more, huh? That's a tricky subject, because, you know, do I see her coming back, yes or no? I get the word rekindle. There is a rekindling. Now, I'm not going to promise you the outcome of marriage and all that fun stuff, but I get the word rekindle. Rekindle, right. Which means, yes, she's coming back. Now, it's what you do with it when she gets back. It's what you both do with it, but there's the opportunity there, probably another month or so. Okay.
Does she still feel for me the same way as she used to a few weeks back?
I get more that she's being distracted, and not necessarily by other men, but distracted in her life. So those kind of feelings have been put in the back burner. Okay. She's not feeling. Yeah. She's not feeling.
Yeah.
Or she would be with you. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you.
It's not a dislike, but it's just a neutral place. Okay?
Yeah, thank you. You saw her being the person for me couple of months back. You saw her
You have a karmic connection and a soul connection at some level. It just needs time to work out. Okay?
Yeah, and I'm willing to give it the time it needs. Yeah, thank you, George.
Okay, you're welcome. Take care.
And you.
Bye now.
Bye.
Boy, people, maybe I was picking up everybody's energy today. What's this going on in this world today? Everything's kind of like, you know, one of my regular clients that I've dealt with and talked to her over the weekend and before Valentine's Day, she was having problems with her husband. And I encouraged her to just don't be the problem. Be the solution. Be what you want it to be. Make it easy for him. And then I got a message today that, you know, he never wants to love me again. And I'm thinking, boy, it's one of those mornings, isn't it? It's one of those mornings. All she can do and all we can do is to continue to love. Okay, continue to love. Okay, I got a question in the chat room. Today is my daughter's 31st birthday. Okay, I'm going to make this really quick and to the point, because it's just what it feels like. It's not a huge message about life and eternity and all that stuff. It's really a quick happy birthday. I'm there to celebrate with you. And it is something about wish I could physically be there, but you do know that I am there still with you in your heart to celebrate all the major events of your life. Okay, boom. Okay, that's it. Very simple, to the point. Always with her, to celebrate everything in her life, always in her heart. That's really sweet. Let me get back to that. Okay, so let's get back into creating abundance. 8 ways to create abundance. Now, sometimes we mistake that mean just money, but it's not money. It could be a lot of things, right? Okay, I went too far down the list. I'm going to probably get back to this tomorrow, too. No, I won't be here tomorrow. I'll be here on Wednesday. And again, I encourage you to go look at my classes that I put online about developing your own intuitive skills so you can answer your own questions And I posted two classes, which are $1 each, that you can listen to a full hour of discussions on. And part of that class is a meditation on connecting with your spirit guide or your higher self. And there's also a really great message from my spirit guide in that whole area of developing a connection with your higher self. So if you're interested, please take advantage of the class that I've recorded through. Okay. learnitlive.com, and you can watch, you can listen to both of those, and listen and watch. You get to see me for an hour. How fun. Is that worth $1? I think it is. Okay, let me get back to the, I don't know. I know some people would rather pay $1 to see somebody else. I know. Spend an hour watching some famous, who would I, never mind. We won't go there. Identify your fears. Fear blocks us from what we want. That, absolutely, positively, that is one of the biggest factors. And I have to remind myself and other people of that. Fear blocks us from what we want. It may look like unconscious thoughts and beliefs that we've been conditioned to believe. Yeah, so those crazy thoughts that we have, the fear we have, that can't happen to me, won't happen to me, I can't get it. Common fears and beliefs about money and abundance are that it is bad or even evil or corrupt, that it's hard to get. That's the biggest one. That's huge. You know, it's, I got to work hard. It's hard to get money. It doesn't come easy. You got to struggle for money, struggle for whatever I want. Those fears get in the way. So you have to work beyond the fears. You know, I call the wall and the bridge syndrome. Those are the blocks in the wall that keep you get from that bridge that brings you everything you want in life. Okay, and then we have to sacrifice for it, that we can't get paid for what we love. Well, that's a big one too. Well, I'm doing this, but I really love to do this. These beliefs repel, I love that word, these release beliefs repel abundance. Okay, so the tip here, attention flows where attention goes. Train your mind to move from fear to peace by practicing awareness of your thoughts. And create a mantra, much like my purpose today is stay focused on the thoughts of my higher self or the answers from my higher self. That's where I'm headed today, every day. Okay, so I'm going to put this in Facebook if anybody's stealing the thunder of the article. I'm going to use this in some of the stuff in my class because it's really very appropriate. And we'll expand on it and grow it. I don't know when I'm going to do the class. This week's a little bit turbulent for me, so not sure. But I'm hoping for Friday for another class. Okay? Okay. Okay, we got a couple minutes left. So I don't – we'll jump into that one probably on Wednesday when I'm back, and we'll get more into this. We'll spend a week on abundance. Last week we spent on love, which they're really, really connected, but from a different point of view. You have to be in the state of love to be in the condition of abundance. Isn't that an interesting thought? Think about it for a moment. Just, you know, let spirit kind of let that rattle around in your consciousness for a while. You have to be in the state of love, the condition of love, the feeling of love, the emotion of love, the vibration of love to get to the condition of abundance or the achievement of abundance or the attraction of abundance into your life. Whatever that abundance is, maybe it's love. Maybe you want to abound in love. Okay, how do you, with a partner, with friends and so forth, and relationships. Just be love first. Learn to love. And as spirit would always say, love yourself first. Learn to love yourself. Learn to express love. And then the article gets into a little bit more on that. So we'll delve more into that on Wednesday. I'll practice. We'll get into a little bit deeper on abundance and how to attract it. There's a lot of great Abraham material on that, on abundance. So it's been fun. It's kind of an interesting day. Things are just kind of squirrely to some degree and out of control. But hey, I'm not going to think about the problem. I'm not going to think about the questions. I'm going to think about the outcome I want. So do that today. Practice thinking about the outcome you want. And make sure it feels good. Make sure it's all encased in love. Do that. Okay? So it's been fun. We'll talk on Wednesday. Bye now.